townhall.com.
News on WBOB, Talk Radio for Northeast Florida, your 2018 election authority.
Initially, the Duval County Supervisor Elections Office said the logistics would not allow voting on college campuses this year. However, yesterday it was announced it can be done at the University of North Florida and Edward Waters College within the current budget. Public libraries will also serve as early voting locations October 22nd through November 4th. Commissioner of Education Pam Stewart announced over $1 million has been donated to help first-generation college students and students interested in health care afford to go to college. Helios Education Foundation, Florida Blue, and Bank of America made the funding available. The sheriff at the center of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting is throwing his support behind Democrat Andrew Gillum for governor. Sheriff Scott Israel, a strong gun control advocate, will help host a fundraising breakfast to finance Gillum's campaign. That's the latest from AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Or not to be? That is the question.
Where was God? Isn't God supposed to be good? Isn't he supposed to love us? And does God want us to suffer?
10 years, you're not finished yet? Morty! Why did you do this to me?
Who are you?
Bruce? I'm God.
Bingo! Yahtzee! Is that your final answer? Our survey says... God! Bing, 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 bing. Well, it was nice to meet you, God. Thank you for the Grand Canyon, and good luck with the apocalypse.
Ba-dum-bum, beep-beep-beep-beep-beam. I don't do that usually. I'm in a very feisty mood today. Anybody know why? I don't know why. I hate that. I hate not knowing why I'm in a certain type of mood. I gotta figure it out. I am not. That is not the reason. The living martyr. You see, this is it. This is it. Ladies and gentlemen. Did I say who I am? Hi, I'm Dennis Prager. This is the Ultimate Issues Hour. I'll explain that in a moment. But there was a perfect demonstration just now of why my producer is known as the living martyr and I'm not. So I was thinking, why am I in such a feisty, good mood? And he, with a smile on his face, which is very rare. I mean, it's like something we even note. So what is today's date? Yep, September 18th. So we will note that, 2018. So he says, you're in a feisty mood because you're looking forward to fasting. Now, who would look forward to fasting? A living martyr. This is like his day. You know, the rest of us are looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner, to, you know, if Christmas is in your life, Hanukkah, Yom Kippur. You know what? You're in the wrong world. You would have loved Lent. If he were a Catholic, Lent would be the highlight of his year. He would ask for it to be extended. He already has. He's petitioned the chief rabbinate to make Yom Kippur 2 days. Yeah. For those Jews listening, Yom Tov Sheni for Yom Kippur. Yep. Fasting only one day. Give me a break. It only starts getting tough at the end of the day. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. And given that it is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar tonight, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, let's talk about that. And... This is for everybody, Jew, non-Jew, Christian, Muslim, atheist, Buddhist, Shintoist, pagan, Wiccan, and Democrat. For all of you. Oh, boy, it's a real feisty day today. That was an example of that, putting in Democrats with Wiccans and Jews and Buddhists. By the way, you know what? There's a name for Jewish Buddhists. Did you know that? I'm not kidding. Jubus. You're learning a lot today, aren't you, Sean?
You don't want to use that phrase, Dave.
No. It's fine. It's okay. They call themselves Jubus. But why didn't they call themselves Bujus? Jubus. No, you can't boo Jews. That is so well said. All right, everybody. Here's the theme today. By the way, the Ultimate Issues Hour is the third hour every Tuesday. Unless it's a national election day. Every Tuesday, because this gives you the destination. The rest of life is the map. You see, this is my analogy to why Ultimate Issues Hour is so important and getting the big issues clear is right. Because you could have the most perfect map possible. But if you don't know where you're supposed to go, it's useless. That's what you get. You know what you get at college? Maps. You know what you get in religion? Destinations. That's a good one. That's knowledge. Maps are knowledge. They're important. It's important. But if you don't have a destination, they're useless. And here's the thing. People think that because they have a map, that's all they need. But it ain't so. So here's the point of why this is such a big deal to Judaism and Christianity. I mean, right? If the holiest day in Judaism is Day of Atonement, and the central belief of Christianity is the death of Christ for our sins, then it's a pretty, pretty big deal. Uh-oh, I was going to lapse into Larry David. Every time I think of pretty as an adverb, because it's modifying an adjective, I think of him going like that. The point of this all is what? What is the point of atonement? In both religions, so you say if you're born again, right? If you accept Christ, you're born again. So what is born again? You have changed. You can't be born again and not change. Then nothing happened. You change. And in Judaism, you change at the Day of Atonement means I can change. I am acknowledging my sins. The Jews on Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur as it's widely called, including by Jews, there's actually a list. I don't know the number, but I would imagine, what would it be, about over 50. There are over 50 sins listed. You know, that I treated my parents wrong. It's very touching. I ought to read that list one day, one year to you. About, you know, I engaged in gossip and slander. And it's, by the way, every single sin listed is against human beings. It's all about us as ethical beings. It's fascinating. I point this out because I conduct services on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for hundreds of people. I have 12 years now. And I point periodically, I don't point it out every year, but I guess I'll do it this year. Not one of those sins, for example, says for the sin of not eating kosher food. Because that's a sin between man and God, as Judaism calls it, not between man and man. Anyway, what is the belief in the Judeo-Christian world? The belief is you can change. That's a biggie. That's the ultimate, that's really the ultimate issue. You can change. See, we have this, the word change is very popular in our society. You have that again, you want to play that from the former president about change?
This is what change looks like.
Yes. And wait, isn't there another one? I don't know if we have it, but didn't he say, we're the change we have waited for, right? Wasn't that, that was one of the big slogans. Yeah, as a may, so a change, this was, the problem is, and this is the difference, this is really the difference between a left-wing secular thought and conservative religious thought. They are both preoccupied with change. Both. Left-wing secular thought is preoccupied with change of society. Conservative religious thought is preoccupied with change of self. That is everything in a nutshell. Yep. Changing yourself is the religious Judeo-Christian goal. Changing society is the leftist goal. Which do you think will produce a better society? I'm not saying that society never needs any changes, obviously. Had to get rid of slavery, had to get rid of Jim Crow. But if you don't change people, if you don't change you, and I don't change me, it's all useless. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Have you changed? Do you agree, by the way? Does this make sense? This is the AA, if not the fundamental message of all Bible-based religions. You're changing for the better. Ultimate Issues Hour on the Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. That's where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Disability insurance can cover your lost income for months, years, or even decades. And Policy Genius is the easy way to get it. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. And they don't just compare disability insurance, they also compare life insurance, renter's insurance, and health insurance. If you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. They'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. PolicyGenius, the easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
Hey, Dennis Prager listeners. GetToTea.com has a special offer for Dennis listeners. Want to heighten your level of health? Naturally? Go to GetToTea.com and try our super tea for cleansing, or maybe our takedown tea for supporting healthy glucose, or browse through our website and find what you're looking for to optimize your health naturally. Non-GMO, organic, and sent right to your front door. Dennis listeners receive free shipping when you type in Dennis in the coupon code at GetTheTea.com. So log on to GetTheTea.com, type in Dennis in the coupon code, and get free shipping. Dennis talks about doing good deeds, and we want to join in his efforts. Great non-GMO products and free shipping. Remember, Dennis in the coupon code for free shipping. Log on to GetTheTea.com and feel the difference. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
One size fits all. That may be all right for adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size fits all strategy. Hi, I'm Matt Velez, your Jacksonville, Florida, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. My most important goals are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me today at 904-595-5955.
Here, Matt Velez with a stock market update weekdays at 5:30 on WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I was born this way. I've been living a lie, they say. So when it brought me to my knees, well, I had everything. So tell me, would you please, how could I possibly have needed so much more?
Hezbollah may be the most dangerous terror organization in the world, but few know anything about it. Tony Badran from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies tells you what you need to know in the newest video from Prager University. See it at PragerU.com, where we teach what isn't taught. Howdy doody, everybody. Dennis Prager here. This is the Ultimate Issues Hour, the third hour every Tuesday. Some great issue of life. And given that tonight is the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and given the centrality of atonement, forgiveness to both Judaism and Christianity, I thought I'd talk about it. And I made a point before the break that is of great significance, I believe. Am I allowed to say that about my own point? Great significance? I could answer. I'm allowed to, but. But it would be... advisable, perhaps, not to. I get it. Well, listen, if I don't, it's a little silly. If I don't think a point is important, why would I make it? I mean, it's sort of disrespectful to you to make points that I don't think are important. Well, how do I have to earn your listening every day? Do you know that? That is a dominant thought of mine every show. I have to earn. You have a lot of choices. So I have to earn your listening. So I have to make the points. I have to make points that are important, that will keep you listening. So anyway, the point is that the human being can change. This is such a beautiful concept when you think about it. It's about as optimistic an idea as a human being can have. I can change. Whatever my upbringing, whatever my genetic predisposition, whatever my human nature, I can change. It's so beautiful, really, when you think about it. It's that's the heart of religion, and it is the heart of, you know, 12-step programs. I mean, nobody embodies a change, as at least as a group. Every individual is unique, but as a group, I don't think there's anybody who embodies change as much as recovering addicts. Where you know what change means? Change means I control my life. That's why we all have so much to learn from the recovering addict. and of course, from the Big Book and the 12-step program. There's so much wisdom, and they understand what it means to control their life and not be controlled by. You know how many non-addicts are controlled by other things? Are you controlled by your hormones? Are you controlled by your appetites? Are you controlled by your weaknesses? I mean, and they all apply to me too. I mean, I'm saying you, but I'm in there just like everybody else. I'm as human as any one of you. So it's such a statement of optimism. I can make a decision to change. Now, I know it's easier to do with God than without God. I'm not saying you can't do it without God. But I know, and it's documented, people with God do better. Now, people who don't believe in God will say, well, they believe in a fairy tale. Okay, fine. You could say it anything you like. It doesn't negate the fact that people who believe in what you call a fairy tale do better. Just the Harvard study that just came out this week about how children do better with God and religion. 1-8-PRAGER-776. So I said the point that I was referring to when I came back that I thought was really important is the left is preoccupied with changing society and the religious are preoccupied with changing themselves. So my $64,000 question is, which one will produce a better world? Everybody working on his own character? For everybody working on society. It's almost rhetorical because it's so obvious what the answer is. And, having a special time, as in the case here of Yom Kippur, to reflect on change, on changing oneself, it's a good message. Here's a toughie, though. How do you know? Maybe it's another question for another hour, but this is as tough as changing for some people. I have to add, the addict knows what he needs to change. If you're addicted to gambling, you have to change your gambling addiction. If you're addicted to alcohol, you have to change your alcohol addiction. Okay, that's clear. Well, what about everything else in life? How do you know what to change if it's not an addiction? That's very tough, because a lot of times what holds us back from a better life is, or leading a higher quality life, is not knowing what to do. You may want to have a great running car, but if you don't know what's broken, you can't do it. You can't fix it. You can't fix what you don't know to be broken. So in a modern car with computers, it says to you, like my car told me just last week, tires need air. Okay, so I got my tires air and everybody's happy. Or check engine, right? But where is the check engine sign in our life? That's a toughie. How do you know what to check? Let's say you honestly want to change for the better. How do you know what to change? I don't have a great answer. I'm sure you thought I did. There are obviously two answers. One is to really, 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 really be honest with yourself and know yourself, but even that may not be enough. The other answer is somebody has to tell you, but who is in our life, even a spouse? You don't want your spouse. Most people don't want their spouse telling, hey, here's a list of things you could really improve in. may not be the road to a happier marriage. It's a tough one. How do you know what to change? Back in a moment, Dennis Prager, Ultimate Issues Hour.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is very anxious to testify in his defense next week after facing a sexual misconduct allegation. And the president says that he is also a victim of a witch hunt in the ongoing Russia probe. He made comments today at the White House as he was welcoming the president of Poland. China says it will increase tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods in retaliation for the president's announcement of new U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president says for too long, though, China and many other U.S. trading partners have been taking advantage of the U.S. free trade policies, effectively getting around the idea of free trade and leveling tariffs against U.S. goods and producers. Officials are now distributing food, water, and tarps in Wilmington, North Carolina. It remains virtually cut off by the remaining floodwaters from Hurricane Florence. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Initially, the Duval County Supervisor Elections Office said the logistics would not allow voting on college campuses this year. However, yesterday it was announced it can be done at the University of North Florida and Edward Waters College within the current budget. Public libraries will also serve as early voting locations October 22nd through November 4th. Commissioner of Education Pam Stewart announced over $1 million has been donated to help first-generation college students and students interested in healthcare afford to go to college. Helios Education Foundation, Florida Blue, and Bank of America made the funding available. The sheriff at the center of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting is throwing his support behind Democrat Andrew Gillum for governor. Sheriff Scott Israel, a strong gun control advocate, will help host a fundraising breakfast to finance Gillum's campaign. That's the latest from AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Fiery mountain beneath the moon, the words unspoken will be there soon. For home a song that echoes on, and all who find us will know. Some folk we never fall, some kind we never fall.
Okay, everybody, Ultimate Issues Hour. And in light of tonight being the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, talking about change. And it's irrelevant what religion or no religion you are. This is the issue. Can we change? And the notion that we can change is the most optimistic thing about life on a personal level you can actually come to realize, that you can change. That's empowerment. Changing society is not empowering. I mean, it can be if you really do it for the better. But most work to make a better society in America, at any rate, is, and really anywhere, is people need to change themselves. Okay, everybody. And let's see here. What shall we do? Let's go to Ellie in Queens, New York. Hi.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I met you once before, actually, at Yeshiva University a little while back. So
you mean when I spoke there?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And after the speech, I caught you at the end in the room behind.
Yeah, believe it or not, I think I do remember you. Good to hear from you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So, yeah, so I wanted to respond to what you ended off with in the last segment. You asked, how do we know what to change? So I guess my comment is just that I think we really deep down do know exactly what it is that we do need to change. It's just a matter of being courageous enough and maybe self-aware enough to recognize it. So to me, the question isn't what do I change, it's how do I get to the point where I know it's a change, where I realize that which I really do know.
Right. So I said there are two ways to know what to change, self-awareness and somebody telling you. But the first is probably the more common, because you know, who do we have in life that we want to hear that from?
Right. Right. No, for sure.
I'm now trying to answer that question. You don't want to hear it from a spouse, probably. You probably don't want to hear it from a parent. And maybe friends. Maybe the biggest. Oh, no. Or a therapist. But I don't think they tell people. I wonder if they do. But anyway, you're right. Are you that self-aware?
I mean, I definitely try to be.
Since talk radio is anonymous, give me, my listeners, an example of something you've worked on.
All right. So I guess just my relationship with God. I could talk about that.
Right, but you know, okay, that's sort of easy. I mean, we're talking about, okay, you know, like, are you lazy? Have you worked on that? Do you have a gambling issue, a food issue, a loyalty issue? I mean, that's really
how about anger? Anger.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's a perfect example. Right. So okay. So how you?
Yeah,
all right. So you recognize that you had an anger issue?
Yeah, I don't think I had like an, you know, overly like out of proportion terrible anger issue, but I definitely always saw myself as like, you know, pretty easygoing, like doesn't really get angry sort of a guy. And I guess after I got married, I kind of started to realize that, hey, wait a second, like why am I all of a sudden experiencing anger? This feels different. Like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe it was kind of always there, and I was just doing a good job at ignoring it.
Yes, because it's easy to ignore things when you're single. Listen, I wish you an easy fast. And thank you for the call. May you be inscribed in the book of life. A dear friend of mine said many years ago, said, you know what I realized after I got married? I realized I was a lot moodier than I thought. Of course, that's one of the great assets of marriage. You, You get to know you. All right, now you get to know Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Remember yesterday? Glenn Beck was my guest. I started the Relief Factor commercial, and he interrupted me. God bless him. And all he said was how much the thing has helped him. I had no idea. I mean, of course, that wasn't rehearsed. You have no idea how much it helps so many people. Doesn't help everybody. There's no such thing. Nothing helps everybody. But if you have pain and you're not trying it, I don't understand it. There's a 1995 quick start program. If it doesn't work, cancel. Otherwise, you'll get automatic shipments. I'm telling you that in advance. But it's a three-week trial, and you take it three times a day. They say two. I think you should take it three in the beginning. Yeah, and you will... I think it'll help you. Anyway, you'll find out if it does. It's pretty quick. And that's relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Have you ever spent a night on 100% organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better in your life. Bowl and Branch makes the softest, most comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets you will probably ever sleep on. Because they only sell them online at bowlandbranch.com, their sheets cost less than half of the designer brands. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bowl and Branch sheets. I am one of them. And that includes three U.S. presidents. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bowl and Branch. But don't just take their word for it. You can sleep on Bowl and Branch sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, just send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com, promo code Prager, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code Prager, bowlandbranch.com, promo code Prager.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. And you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hello, my friends. A reminder with regard to a terrific organization, TaxCutsWork.com. TaxCutsWork.com. They are simply out there working for the tax cuts. Nearly 20,000 people have signed an email, a letter to Congress. That's what they'd like you to do, ideally, send an email to Congress to keep the tax cuts permanent. You know, I often speak about the fighters for values that most of you believe in. Not all of you. I totally get that. And I'm honored by every listener who listens, if that's not redundant. Nevertheless, most of you believe the tax cuts are a good thing. They are not asking you for money. They would like you to simply contact them at taxcutswork.com. That's it. And 3,000 people have shared their stories about how the tax cuts have affected them. It's very moving. They'd like you to add yours if you would like. It's a growing movement. Taxcutswork.com. All right? They're good people. I'm Dennis Prager. This is the Ultimate Issues Hour. It's about the power of the ability to change. And the big, probably the biggest difference between the attitude towards how to make a better world between the left and religion is the left believes you change society and the religion believes you change yourself. That is the vehicle to changing society. Yes, indeed. Change, but it's much harder to change yourself than to change society. Much harder. And as I was discussing, this is all based on the fact that tonight is Yom Kippur. And this is such an important issue. I conduct services Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for 12 years. And I work very hard on the speeches that I give. I give talks. I explain everything the whole time. I'm really standing the whole service. But I give a talk, and I think this is what I'm going to do this year, because it really was prompted by the Kavanaugh issue and how we assess people. See, the statement that it matters how he acted in high school, I'm not even talking about whether he really did or not, but the statement that it matters means that we don't accept that people have changed. Oh, that if he did it at 17, then that's who he is at, you know, what is it, at 47? No, excuse me, 52. Yeah. I mean, that's an unbelievably pessimistic and cruel statement. You haven't changed. You're 35 years of an impeccable life. Don't matter. Look at what you might have done at 17. It's the antithesis of the messages of Judaism and Christianity. The antithesis. Sydney in Willow Springs, Missouri. Just the other day I said, I hope we get a call from Willow Springs, and lo and behold, here you are. Hi.
Hello. Hello, Dennis. Thank you very much for taking my call. And it's very timely. Actually, this is my husband and myself, it's our first Yom Kippur. We are just brand new coming into Judaism, and I can't tell you what an incredible change and blessing this has been in our lives just within the past 4 months. Absolutely amazing. And you actually precipitated all of this, because I began listening to you probably 2 years ago and wouldn't miss you every day. And play Mahjong on my computer listening to you at night. And I got your book on the Rational Bible, and the more I read, the more I knew that I wanted to change. And the only way that I can describe this is intellectually with myself as I'm having a conversation with me. I wanted to let go of everything that I've ever been taught, because I grew up in Christian faith, and we're coming from Roman Catholicism. For the past 40 years, we've been Catholic. But I knew that I wanted to let go of everything that I ever thought or everything that I ever knew, because growing up, I never knew very much about the Old Testament. That was just kind of what was considered over the years as in my life as the old law, and now we have a new covenant, and that I knew in my thinking that God has to be the fulfillment of what was. I mean, how's he going to erase that? And so again, hence reading your Rational Bible. And
well, listen, thank you. I'm very touched that it's had such an effect on you. I might just add, you know, I'm obviously a bigger Christian fan than Sydney is. Views of my book on Amazon, you will see how many Christians have their faith reinforced by my book, which is, I love reading. But however it leads people to love God and more importantly, frankly to me, obey God, that's between them and God. My task in that book and in life is to try to explain its greatness, especially the first five books, the cornerstone of both religions. Anyway, so I did need to add that. But again, how people internalize it theologically, that's their business. My task is to deliver purely rationally the power of the text. Change, that's the subject here, and how optimistic a statement it is that we can change. The people who embody this as a group the most, I think, are 12 people in 12-step programs. I just want to say to you folks who are recovering addicts, I salute you. This is not a struggle that I've had to fight, but I know well what it entails.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold. The best place to get brand new, made-to-order custom blinds is Blinds.com because they make it easy for you with free samples, free shipping, and a free online design consultation. They'll help you choose blinds that are right for you and guide you through the entire measuring and installation process. Even if a tape measure and screwdriver intimidate you, that's okay. They'll answer your questions via phone, email, or live chat. Plus, you can send them pictures to help guide their recommendations. Go to Blinds.com to read reviews, see before and after pictures, and get the latest trends in colors and patterns. Now through September 18th, buy one, get one 50% off, plus an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code Prager. Again, buy one, get one 50% off, plus an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code Prager, rules and restrictions apply.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. Jesus opened a new way, a way to the Father. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Ephesians 2, verse 18 says that through Jesus we have access to the Father. Jesus opened the way to the Father, starting here and now in this life. You have a good Father, our awesome God. He has good plans for you and wants good for you in every part of your life. Right now, you have direct access to the Father through Jesus. Spend some quality time with your Father God.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at GodFirstMIN.com.
Are your energy bills increasing? Do some of the rooms in your home seem too warm or too cold? Does your house seem to be humid? These are just three of the questions that help our customers decide if they should repair or replace their air conditioning system. Just log on to SnyderAC.com and take a short quiz. As Jacksonville's leading residential air conditioning company, Snyder wants to help you make the right decision. Repair or replace? It's a question that Snyderman receives every day. Many times your existing air conditioning can run more more efficiently with proper maintenance. Then there are times when it becomes more cost-effective by upgrading to a brand new energy-efficient air conditioning system. So take the quiz by going on SnyderAC.com and answer the 5 simple questions. Repair or replace? The answer is yours to make. With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's SnyderAC.com. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hezbollah may be the most dangerous terror organization in the world, but few know anything about it. Tony Badran from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies tells you what you need to know in the newest video from Prager University. See it at PragerU.com, where we teach what isn't taught. I so want to hear your stories. It's such a beautiful subject, and so it's the ultimate optimism that you can change. Taking it from tonight being Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Morristown, New Jersey. Rob, hi.
Hi, Mr. Prager. How are you?
Well, thank you.
It's good to talk to you.
Good.
I've had schizophrenia for 39 years.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm recovering. I'm doing well. I go to AA a lot. And AA helps me with my schizophrenia.
I didn't know that. I didn't know AA can deal with schizophrenia.
Yeah, it helps me. It helps me with my alcoholism and also my schizophrenia.
I'm glad.
I've been going to AA. I've been going since 1985.
Well,
I had a spiritual awakening.
Through what religion?
Well, I'm Catholic. I'm not going to let the problems with the top of the Catholic Church affect my religion.
That's correct. You know what? Thank you. God bless you. I'm going to do an ultimate issues hour on how to stay in your religion, even when your religion has big problems. Because the truth is, if you nobody would be in any religion if they couldn't. You have to be open-eyed about the problems, and you have to affirm what is true. Yes, sir. God bless you indeed. Joel in Marietta, Georgia. Hi.
Hi, Dennis. How are you today?
Really well. Thank you.
Happy Yom Kippur to you, if I'm saying it correctly.
You know what? Ironically, it's supposed to be a happy day because you believe that you can change. Anyway, go ahead.
Sir, I have changed. I'm proud. I'm a Jewish gentleman of 57. From 15 to 19, I was a pretty big drug dealer in Connecticut. And I believe people around you help you change, your family, reading good books, listening and watching. Quality people like yourself, great talk show hosts like yourself, make all the difference in the world. Arrested for armed robbery, kidnapping. I can go on and on. I know we're on the radio. We don't have a lot of time. To get pardoned, I had 13 police officers sign off for me to get pardoned. I only needed 3.
You know what? You are the perfect call to end with. My friends, I'll see you in 2 days. Day off for Yom Kippur. Please forgive me if I hurt any of you in the last year.